Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we have another exciting Monday motivation. That's right. Today we're coming at you with some all new content. And I'm definitely excited about this particular episode because I was doing some research and I said, I think the successors will be able to benefit from this because they really inspired and it really grabbed me. So now I want to take the time and pass this gem on to you. But before we get into today's content, I want to make sure that you follow us on our social platforms at SYS Podcast One. That's on Facebook, that's on Twitter, that's on Instagram, and even just to make sure that we can stay locked in. Now, I want to just ask you, if you had the opportunity to hear the tangible recipe for success, what would you do with it? Because a lot of times people say that I want to be successful. We talk about that all the time. When I speak with children at different schools, different organizations, they say they want to be successful. And I say, what does that even mean? What does that mean? You want to be successful? I don't get it. What does that mean? Like, we have to put something in between where you are and success. Like, we have to make that make sense. So now I want to just play a snippet from an interview that Kobe Bryant did with Lewis Howes on the School of Greatness podcast, just so that we can get a framework for what it looks like to truly obtain success. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
So from 13, you're good, average still?
I was good. And then about the end of my third, like right when I was turning 14, I became the best player in the state.
At 14?
At 14.
So from 12 to 14, you went from scoring zero to being the best in the state. Of all ages.
Yep. But it's simple. Like, if you do the math on this, right? Like, if you're thinking about how often kids are playing, mm-hmm. right? And I tell this to my daughter and my daughter's team as well that I coach. It's a simple thing of math. If you want to be a great player, if you play every single day, 2-3 hours, every single day, over the course of a year, how much better are you getting? Most kids will play maybe, you know, an hour and a half, 2 days a week.
Right.
Do the math on that. It's not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done, right? So if you're obsessively training 2-3 hours every single day over a year, over 2 years,
you're going to accelerate.
You make quantum leap.
Successors, here we are. We're back. We're right back at it. Now, you can't tell me that wasn't some good information that Kobe Bryant shared. You might say, John, it sounds so basic. It sounds so simple. Is one train of thought that you might have. Or another individual on the other side might say, well, whoa, 2 hours, 3 hours a day, me putting in and doing a specific task, me focusing that amount of time doing God knows what? John, that's crazy. It's easy to say that, yes. But then we begin to look at Kobe Bryant and see all the things that he's been able to obtain. One, he's a 5-time NBA champion. He's an author. Now he's a business owner as well as an Oscar winner. And he doesn't have these things by accident. I truly believe that after seeing the level of success that he was able to obtain as a 14-year-old, he said, I'm going to double down and I'm going to go all the way in. And now by him doing that, he's been able to get all these accolades. And just seeing the way that he operates, seeing the way that he moves, now you have no choice but to respect this man. So now I want to ask you, are you willing to put in 2 hours, 3 hours a day to hone your craft, to study your particular craft, to really tighten up that skill set, to tighten up your business? Because Kobe himself said, an hour and a half won't get it done. An hour and a half, 2 days a week won't get it done. But yet you taking time, putting in 2 hours, 3 hours a day 7 days a week. That's how you yield greatness. So the choice is yours. This is Monday Motivation. And I hope you're motivated and I hope you're inspired. Because after I heard that interview, I said, I need to up my effort. I've been putting in a certain level of time. Now I need to multiply that. Because in order for me to get the level of success that I desire, in order for me to provide for the family that I truly want to have, I have to put in 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, focusing in on honing my craft so that I can command what I desire to command. And so I can position my family to truly be successful. Friends, I see some of you all who are rocking with us on our YouTube. You see now we have these Speak Your Success tees. We just put the order in to have these created. I want to shout out to my man from the Chicken and Whiskey podcast, Rob Hollywood. Man, he encouraged me, said, John, cut out the middleman, and he helped me produce these T-shirts. So now I want to let you know that they're available for pre-order now, and we're rolling them out. The first batch we're going to roll out for $15, $14.99. You can get your Speak Your Success tee. We're doing the pre-orders on the website, jonathanjonespeaks.com/t-shirts. Okay, so you can go ahead and put that in, but I want to encourage you to make sure you connect with us on our social platforms, SYS Podcast 1 on all the social platforms. And if you said this show was very beneficial, you said today you really learned something, I would encourage you to hit that subscribe button and then screenshot and share this episode with your friends so that they can see that you're listening to the Speak Your Success podcast so that they can rock with us as well. Friends, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?